Friday morning, Big Show Friday, hour number two. We check in with our great friend Julie Warren, who we haven't spoken to in a while. Hey, what have you been doing? What are you doing? Are you there? Are you there?
I am there. I'm here. Here I am.
Where are you? Are you in the country? Are you on the lake? Where are we? Where is base camp this morning?
You know what? This morning, right at home. We're just right at home. We've got a lot of things going on today, but actually, it's summertime. The kids, like, I don't even know if they're awake yet. They're still sleeping, and I'm enjoying that quiet calmness in the house while they are. So I'll take advantage of that and call you.
The coffee tastes better when children aren't making noise in the background. I've noticed that over the last few years. It's interesting how that works out. You would think they're completely interdependent. They're not. So that's the good news. When you, I sit here and tell you about heat advisory and heat stuff. Did your kids mind being out in the hot stuff?
You know, they don't seem to mind it quite as much as I do. I'm a sweater, so anytime it's like above 75, I'm starting to like sweat and get too hot and stuff. So yeah, they don't care at all. But we have plans today to escape the heat a little bit. So we're gonna hit the well. First, they have swimming lessons. We're in swimming lessons at the IU outdoor pool, which is fabulous. You know, kids got to know how to swim, especially if we're going
you
out on the lake and all these things. Yeah, it's so important. And so we're doing that, and they're actually pretty good swimmers already, but we're getting better. We're fine-tuning the strokes. Then we're going to go to the library, which, by the way, air-conditioned, first of all. And then they also have some super fun, like, kid activities, like this reading program over the summer, which I know sounds like kids probably...
Yeah, Mom, what are you making me go to school for in the summer?
Exactly. It's summer break. Hey, but if they've made it really fun. They have, like, not only if you whatever book you read or magazine or whatever, you know, you check it off on the list, you write it down, and then if you, every, like, five books that you read, you get a free toy, like a gift, a prize or whatever.
Because bribery is the best way to do this, let's be honest.
I mean, that's what work is. We're just getting bribed with money. Come on, let's get real. So
that's a good point.
You know, but it's fun because they have like little puzzles that they can do and earn points, and they have little like computer questions that they can answer. So yeah, it's really. In fact, Ellie is like, she wanted me to go and sign her up. Like she was all about it. She heard about it and was pushing me to get to the library.
Now, does this cost anything, or is the library doing this out of the goodness of their hearts?
Goodness of their heart, man. It's all free. You go, you get a little like booklet that you fill out, and you can, of course, with Remy, you know, she's not an expert reader yet, so we read together. I help her with it, and then, she still gets to fill it out and check off the boxes and get the prizes.
If you get them addicted early, that's what helps. Then they'll want to read everything, and if I could pry my son off his iPad, maybe he would start reading, but you know what? You have to take one battle at a time. We're doing swimming lessons as well. They go a couple days a week to the Y, and it's funny to see how quickly they improve doing it. They won't listen to anything I'll say when I'm in the pool with them, but if Miss Allison, who's given the lessons, if you don't listen to her, you're in big trouble. So,
Glass, you are exactly right. Because I swam in high school, right? I know how to swim, and I'm trying to like show them. And they are not having it at all. But yeah, you get some stranger.
Which all we tell them their whole lives, don't talk to strangers, don't listen to what strangers do in case they're trying to save your life by swimming, teaching you how to swim.
Right.
Then you can listen to everything they say.
That is
exactly. So the kids learn how to swim. That's the good news. When we're doing swimming stuff, the peace of mind it gives you as a parent, I think, that's probably the best part. Yeah, everybody wants to swim and knows how to swim, but you can't be somewhere – and just have an eye on them all the time. It just doesn't work that way. So you have to make sure they're safe in the water.
No, and they love to have that independence, to know that they can go into, you know, like my girls love to jump off the diving boards and like the platforms at the IU pool and stuff. And it's like, you know, they're able to sort of conquer that fear and, you know, and have those experiences because they know how to do it and they can trust themselves to get to the ladder.
And Maria's big thing yesterday was, Dad, I jumped in the deep end. I didn't have my floaties on. No one caught me. I did it. And I said, well, what'd you do after you jumped in? She said, well, I came back up to the top and I swam to the side. And I said, I've been telling you that for months. Months. You're going somewhere. Just get somewhere. But it's funny to see how excited they are about that independence, no doubt. Julie Warren checking in with us this morning. We always have fun with Julie. Obviously, it's a busy weekend. 4th of July is weird in a good way this year because we get two weekends out of the deal. Are you taking advantage of both?
You know we are. In fact, I feel like next week we're going to just be super busy too. So we'll be on the lake quite a bit this weekend. It's so hot, and you know, so I don't even. In fact, so we have a boat. I don't think we'll actually be on the boat. I think we're going to drive the boat out into the middle of the water and just sit in the water the whole time. We'll
yeah, jump
like
in, jump out
on the boat. Exactly. So, yes, we'll be out on the lake quite a bit, which, you know, Lake Monroe is just so, it's so busy. It'll be so busy on Saturday. Sundays aren't too bad. But, yeah, it's just so much fun.
Well, when it's 89 degrees in the beginning of May or the middle of May, it's just the water has to be hot and ready to go. Where do you guys do fireworks? Where do you watch them blow up?
Yeah, okay. Well, so this year is a little bit weird. So normally, you know, we're here in town, so we usually will go to the fairgrounds or, you know, wherever it is.
No fairgrounds this year.
Yeah, exactly. So, but they're doing it on the 3rd, and the 3rd, as you probably know, Glass, is my birthday.
That's right. Keith's the 4th, so, you're the 3rd. My wife's the 30th. Right. Our anniversary is the 5th. It's a very busy week.
It's a very busy week. Yes, so we had made plans several months ago to go to a concert up in Indy on the 3rd. So we're going to miss the Beach
House. Well, who's playing up there?
Okay. So it's Journey and Def Leppard. So I'm going to put on my, you know, my.
Is
my
your
cut-off
curling
t-shirt.
Iron okay? Is your curling iron? Is it wired? Is it ready?
It's ready. I've got the Aquanet. I mean, it's probably going to be so hot.
I saw somebody else post that on Facebook, like, thanks for the heads up, but I've already have plans at Journey, Whitesnake, Def Leppard, and somebody yeah. else there. Is that a carload show? Is that $20 for the whole car? That's what it was when we were growing up. Just fill everybody
up.
No,
it isn't. You know, concerts are not cheap anymore.
No.
It's probably like they're just, you know, just old enough, the band is just mature enough that people are, like, willing to pay a little bit more because this might be one of the last times they tour.
Well, that's
you know?
It. That's they dangle that carrot in front of you, and they figure, well, if we've been working for 40 years, so have our constituents, so they probably have got a couple bucks
exactly.
in their pocket. All right, let's just clear up a couple things. Tuesday, mm-hmm. July 3rd, as you mentioned, is the B-Town Boom. That just sounds mm-hmm. – I don't – that's – the Bloomington Fireworks Party, let's just call it that. The
okay.
block party, and it's at the building, the Bloomington Trades District. It's free. That's the good news. Everything starts on the south side of the square at 4 p.m. So you've got plenty of time to get fed, watered, and everything else. The fireworks begin at 9:45, but they're going to have music down there. Here's the point, Julie. The one thing I think everybody gets confused with is it doesn't matter where they light off the fireworks. It's where you can see the fireworks. You don't have to run down. If you want to sit at Upland, I don't blame you. Great beer, great food, great everything. But not everybody's going to be able to fit in there. But you don't have to look directly up in the air. Mick said yesterday, Renheisen, deputy mayor, told us you could be in a circle mile from where they're launching it and see it just fine as long as you don't have a large building in your way.
Yeah, that's fantastic. You know, I kept thinking about if I was going to try to see the fireworks.
Yeah, you're a townie. Where would you go? You know all the ins
and
outs.
Yeah, well, you know, I was just thinking, like, I probably would, I mean, right along the beeline, right? Because
that's what
I
thought.
It's a clear path. There's no buildings in your way, and it's just going to shoot you right to the Trades District. So that's what I'd be thinking, like, just park it along the beeline, make it like a big old beeline festival right there.
And you've got a chance to get food trucks and all that stuff is free. Now, if you want to buy something from a food truck, that's going to cost something. The other thing we want to remind people is this is really easy. Between 8th and 11th Streets on Rogers, between 8 and 11, traffic is closed. They don't want any cars down there because of the fireworks. That's where they're going to be launching them off from that corner. So, obviously, there's going to be room downtown. I'm trying to think. I'm looking at the parking garage right across from the studio. The top floor there, I guess, would be pretty cool, wouldn't it?
Actually,
any of the parking garages. I don't know how hot that's going to be after perhaps baking in the sun all day. But there are plenty of places to look up, and that's all you need to do. I was trying to think, where is the highest point in downtown? But downtown is seems pretty flat, doesn't it? I don't think
you could probably go up towards 11th Street. I mean, there's a little bit of an incline there. So, yeah, you might be able to see something from.
Well, just make sure you're there before it closes. So if you're going on that direction, do that.
Yep.
All right, so that's the 3rd. So you got fireworks coming up the 3rd downtown. Also on the 3rd, fireworks at Lake Lemon. The Bloomington Speedway is going to light them off tonight. That's a nice one as well. So if you're heading out
that
direction, You've got racing and fireworks there. That is pretty cool. Are you in town for the parade?
I will be in town for the parade. I love the parade. So hopefully I will be recovered from my 80s jam party.
Well, you'll have to be because
before.
The 10 o'clock, that bell's going to ring a little early there on Wednesday morning.
You know what? Normally it's not a problem. We've made it every year for the last several years. So I feel like I'll be okay. But here's my thing. If I'm wearing sunglasses and seem to be maybe a little bit aloof, that's just leave me alone. I'm probably just out of it. I'm out of sorts from having too much fun at the Journey Def Leppard concert.
That is a quick turnaround. It's a quick turnaround for the concert goer and the firework goer because obviously the fireworks are at 10 o'clock and then everybody's back and going. The Bloomington Community Band starts up at 9 and then the parade route is the same as last year. So if you found a nice shady spot as I did last year, I will be back in that area. 100 entries, about 90 minutes. It says 75 minutes, but last year I had it timed out to 90 minutes. So just be aware of that. But by noon, you'll be done and you'll have the rest of your 4th of July to get out and enjoy it. And then tying into all this for the first time ever is the Monroe County Fair. So this weekend is absolutely bonkers.
It's all crazy. And it's already July, which is just, how did this happen? But we're definitely going to go to the fair. I love the fair. You know, the cute animals, the delicious fried food and the rides, all of that stuff, and all the great people watching. I love to watch like the teenagers walking around strutting, trying to impress the other
next
teenagers.
Generation, the people that are going to take care of us at some point in life.
I know, but they look exactly like we did when we were teenagers. You know, where it's just like the cycle just continues. Hopefully a little bit smarter, but you never know. I love the fair. So I think I'm trying to figure out when we're going to go because the 4th, we'll probably go out on the lake and watch the fireworks out at Fairfax, you know.
Buy one, get one. That's right.
Yeah, so there's that going on. And then, so maybe on the 5th, the 5th or the 6th, we'll head out to the fairgrounds because you got to do it. It's a tradition. You have to go to the fair.
It's funny. They moved the fair. Today we'll get a little bit better weather a little bit earlier, stay away from the beginning of school, and it's 93 on the first full day of the fair. But they get hopefully good weather next week. We've got some days in the 80s. That will help out. No doubt about it, but you've got plenty of activities going on there. $5 a day to park. You can get your $20 weekday pass. That's available at some local merchants as well. So if you want to get into that, you can find those at Rural King, Black Lumber, Farm Bureau Insurance, and the Monroe County Soil and Water Department as well. And you can find all your information about the Monroe County Fair at monroecountyfairgrounds.in. They've got a great concert series coming up this year as well, featuring Ronnie Millsap, Lanco. Mm-hmm. So that's fun stuff as well. If you could only pick one food from the Monroe County Fair that you would be able to enjoy for the rest of your life, it would be what?
Oh, you are evil. It's got to be like an elephant ear because you just can't get that.
That's right.
I love the tenderloins, but you can get a really good tenderloin at a lot of places in town or at my house. It's got to be an elephant ear. It's so good. Or a funnel cake. I mean...
Now, what's the difference? Come on, you've been around long enough. What's the difference between an elephant ear and a funnel cake?
Well, so the elephant ear, I did make an elephant ear actually one time in middle school in home ec class, and I tried to make it at home, and I set our kitchen curtains on fire, so that was cool.
A little crispy.
This is why you leave it to the professionals at the fair. So I believe the elephant ear, you know, the dough, they kind of roll it out a little bit, and then you fry the dough, whereas the funnel cake is more of a batter that gets swirled into the... So it's a little bit chewier, a little bit thicker, more cakey, whereas the other one is kind of almost a little thinner, and it's still chewy, but it's a little thinner, a little crispier. They put cinnamon sugar on it.
Maybe we should have to do an investigative report on this and come back with a full description of what's going on there. I know my crew would be in for anything like that. What do you mean we have to try this for research purposes? Yes, you'll be just fine.
Yeah, very important work. Yes, I agree.
The Monroe County Fair gets started tonight. The Queen Contest, we hope that State Road 40, what is State Road 45 or 2nd Street? Mm-hmm. It's four lanes. We hope that is going to help everybody get in and out. Baby contest this weekend before the demolition. I think Demolition Derby is next week, so we'll talk more about that down the road. All right, two things. Suntan lotion, hydration, hydration, hydration. Have a fantastic 4th of July weekend. And we'll do this again. Can we do it again in July?
I would love it. I think that would be fabulous.
Perfect. We'll get caught up and have fun out there. And I want a full report on the Journey, Megadeth, Def Leppard, Whitesnake, Slayer. What is that, a quadruple bill? How many bands are in that?
I know. Well, you know, I don't even know who all the other bands are.
Yeah, there's plenty.
About the two big ones, because I was like, those are the ones I'm really interested in. So, yeah, who knows? Yeah.
Well, that's it. That's why I want the full report. So, let's do that.
That's right. I will give it to you. It will be hazy and blurry and awesome.
Just like this program. Good
Just
stuff.
Just like the 80s.
Thanks, Jules. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Glad.
We'll talk to you soon. Julie Warren checking in.